A more insidious and disgusting concern posed by some of these flies is meiosis, the development of immature flies inside a living being, human or animal. Not all fly eggs are capable of developing in live tissue. For some species, like the primary screwworm, larval development is dependent on being inside living flesh, which is called obligatory meiosis. Screwworm larvae burrow into exposed skin. The human botfly pictured below gets its larvae inside flesh in a more complicated manner. Female botflies catch mosquitoes and glue eggs to the underside of the mosquito. When the mosquito goes to feed on a human, the temperature from the host stimulates the eggs to fall off, hatch, and then the larvae crawl into the wound made by the feeding mosquito. The human botfly is native to Central and South America. Other flies can accidentally invade living flesh, called facultative meiosis. This can occur when eggs are laid in living tissue that has been mistaken for dead tissue, or when meat laden with fly eggs is ingested. Meiosis can take place in the skin, gastrointestinal tract, genital tract, ears, nose, and eyes. If you're interested, you can find many disgusting tales of meiosis on the internet.